Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Minnesota's U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson has revealed that 57-year-old Vance Belter, the man accused of killing Representative Melissa Hortman, her husband Mark, and gravely shooting and injuring Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, actually visited two other state politicians' homes on Saturday and had 45 names on his hit list.
It is no exaggeration to say that his crimes are the stuff of nightmares. Belter stalked his victims like prey. He went to their homes, held them out as a police officer, and shot them in cold blood.
Thompson says Belter faces six federal charges and the death penalty is on the table. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says her office will pursue a first-degree murder indictment against Belter. She says right now they are focused on building their case.
As our community grieves, I encourage those out there seeking to create additional chaos to stop spreading misinformation and conspiracy theories. Our law enforcement partners are building a case using facts and evidence to ensure Vance Belter is held accountable. I want to assure our community and all those who are grieving that we will seek justice and accountability for the victims of all these heinous crimes.
The legislative members of the Advisory Committee on Capital Area Security issued a statement today saying they are committed to continue working alongside law enforcement partners and other colleagues in both the House and Senate to ensure the safety of everybody participating in our democratic process in St. Paul. A Clay County grand jury has indicted 35-year-old Jerome Thomas III in the April 13th murder of James Hamilton, 39, outside a home in Moorhead. A district court judge has set bail for Thomas at $6 million with no conditions. In other headlines, a Becker County district court judge has approved a delay for the trial of State Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury. MNN's Sean Maloney has more.
Attorneys for Democrat Nicole Mitchell requested a trial delay following the weekend shootings of two Minnesota lawmakers, including the fatal shooting of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband. They cited respect for the victims and a need to ease political tensions. Prosecutor Brian McDonald did not object. Mitchell was arrested in April of 2024 after allegedly breaking into her stepmother's home, claiming she was retrieving her late father's belongings, including his ashes. A new trial date has not been set. This is the second delay in the case.
Duluth police are investigating a fatal shooting that occurred early Saturday morning. Around 1:30 a.m., officers discovered a man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. A second man was also targeted but was not injured. The victim, 37-year-old Cody Telga of Duluth, later died at the hospital. Two suspects have been arrested. This is MNN.